Well, greetings. Hello. Welcome. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. And we're adding a fourth member of the show team today on the air. We'll get to that here in just a moment. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani and hopefully you. Thank you for taking part of your day to tune into your program here for over coming up on 10 years. It has been your show. June 15th will be the 10-year mark. And we are so happy that you, the Take Two family, make this show what it is, very meaningful and impactful each and every day. Debbie, we are looking forward to talking today about something that we really should all be familiar with and want to get more familiar with.
The sacraments. That's right, Jerry. Understanding the sacraments better. And it is so important that we do that as Catholic Christians. And so it's very rare that we bring a guest on with us on Take Two, because Take Two is all about you, our wonderful Take Two family, and what you have to share. But every once in a while, we bring on a dear friend of Take Two's and an expert in a certain area. And we're so grateful to this wonderful priest that is willing to join us for the entire hour and take your phone calls. That's right. So if you want to ask him, he's very friendly. I love talking to him. If you want to ask him a question, please dial this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry, I'll let you properly introduce our wonderful priest.
Sure. Father Sam Medley is going to join us here to talk about this very important topic today. He's a priest of the Society of the Most Holy Trinity, a Marian missionary community of priests, religious, and laity. He spent most of his adult life serving in foreign missions and currently serving the people of the Turtle Mountain Reservation in Belcourt, North Dakota. This week, he is training actually 20 college-age missionary volunteers who have come from all over the country who will spend the next month giving this reservation a summer camp for children. Father Sam, great to for me to meet you for the first time in person, and great to have you with us on Take Two.
Thank you, Jerry. It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me. Look forward to getting some questions and talking about the sacraments.
Great.
Well, Father Sam, just, you know, to begin, why don't you get us started on exactly what you want us to walk away with from this brief hour we get to spend with one another? One of the things about the Take Two family, phones are already ringing, Father. I think a lot of folks want to ask you questions, so we got to go rather quickly. The Take Two family really likes to learn. They like to go deep. They like to learn something new each and every time they tune into Take Two. And what do you want us to know about the sacraments in general? And then I know you're going to create some tools for us to remember things about the sacraments. But before you begin, Father, let me give the phone number. If you have a question about any of the sacraments, you want to understand them better, maybe you received some of the sacraments and you're like, what exactly did I receive? Well, Father Sam Medley is the person to talk to. Absolutely. And the number to dial is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And you'll be speaking to Tom Price. It's a wonderful treat to speak to Tom Price as call screener. So everybody just loves to talk to Tom. So please call in as Father Sam is speaking. Got to multitask. You got to listen to Father Sam and call in at the same time. Okay, Father, please tell us the direction you want to take us.
Well, the bottom line is that Jesus is here and now, specifically in this time and place. And that's the thing that's just overwhelming. He doesn't say, I love you, which talks about the feeling I have that's in me. He says, this is my body. I'm here for you. I am truly present for you. And he does that in all the sacraments. It's a rite. It's a ritual. It's something you can hear with your ear. You can hear Jesus in the person of the priest say, I absolve you. You know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ is here because he promised to be in the sacraments. That's the overwhelming thing. And that's, you know, the devil deals with ambiguity. Jesus deals with being truly here and in his clarity, in all of his presence and his power. So that's the most important thing about the sacraments, that Jesus is actually truly here with you. And he is working. He is the one who is working. It's not about us, what we do. It's what that God has showed up. And he just asks for a response, an amen from us.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Well, again, yeah, Take Two family. This is a rare opportunity, as Debbie said. When we do live shows, it's usually without guests. We have guests some. We do recorded shows for holidays and holy days. But today, Father Sam Medley of the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity is with us to talk about any of the sacraments you would like to discuss. Those would, of course, include baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, reconciliation, anointing of the sick, holy orders, and matrimony. These are things we should know and know well and practice and incorporate into our lives. If there's any kind of a question, maybe something you need clarified about one of the sacraments, if you're preparing for any of the sacraments, if you have children and you want to ask questions about how to get them ready for the sacraments, this is your opportunity to do that live on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
So, Father Sam, let me ask you this question. So, where you want to start with the initiation sacraments, baptism, and first Holy Communion, and confirmation, or the healing sacraments, or what do you think is do we need to hear today on Take Two? Because remember this, Father, we have a lot of listeners to Take Two that aren't Catholic, so they need that understanding. Mm-hmm.
Well, so let's go back. The most important sacrament is that Jesus Christ is truly present under the appearance of bread and wine, the Eucharist. And you if you read John 6 and you really are honest with yourself, when Jesus says, "My flesh is true food, my blood is true drink," if someone loved you, wouldn't they want to embrace you and touch you and be with you? That's the difference. That's the main radical difference of us understanding that our relationship with Jesus is not just in our souls or in the spirit, is actually made present before us. And that if you love someone, you want to be with them in the same room and touch them. And that's exactly what Jesus is. He loves us so much, he can't stay away from us. He wants to be near us. And I would encourage anybody who has any kind of honesty, spiritual honesty, to go ahead and read John 6 about that and see what Jesus's real intention is in giving us sacraments. Because he said, go and baptize. He didn't say, just believe. He said, if you believe and baptize, you will be saved. If you do not believe, you will be condemned. And he said, unless you are washed with water and the Holy Spirit, you will not be saved. So you have to receive baptism. It's not enough for you to have some kind of spiritual relationship with Christ in some ambiguous way.
Hang on right there, Father. Great, great place to take a quick pause here. We've got some calls we're going to get to and more great information from Father Sam Medley about the sacraments today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
We're understanding the sacraments today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie with our wonderful guest, Father Sam Medley of the Salt Community. We're so grateful to him that he made time. He's a very busy priest, and he made time for us, and we really love that. And we do have the calls coming in, so that's wonderful. So if you'd like to join that first group of callers, just dial this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And before we continue with this conversation and get to the calls, Father, I wanted to share with our listeners, Jerry and I, we love highlighting certain products and certain programs for our Take Two family. EWTN News keeps you informed and helps advance the gospel and teachings of the church. Get our trusted Catholic news in your email inbox. Visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. Jerry?
Okay. Did you want to cover some more ground, Father, or did you want to get to the calls? What do you think, Father and Debbie?
Just head right into the calls, because I'll try to use the calls also to answer the questions, but also explain more about the nature of the sacrament.
Great. Well, again, the phone number for you, Take Two family, any of the seven sacraments of the church, any questions that you have, how we support those, of course, with not only scripture, but tradition, and Jesus giving us the seven sacraments and the church making those available to us for the sanctification of our souls and our salvation. Any of the sacraments, you have a question of any nature, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Let's go first to Los Angeles. Grace, listening on Sirius XM 130 today. Hi, Grace. You're on with Jerry and Debbie and Father Sam.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. Sure.
I have a question about baptism for my grandchild, and I know there's only so much I can pressure the parents into getting this baby baptized. And I, you know, went to pull from my body of knowledge from Catholic school and, you know, being raised Catholic from the beginning. And my mind goes to, you know, the old belief of, you know, babies that aren't baptized go to limbo. And I know that's not what we believe anymore. But in the absence of bringing that kind of threat, so to speak, up, I just was wondering if there's any recommended approach to talking to parents of babies, you know, about the importance of baptism. How do I best approach that with parents that aren't necessarily against it? They just don't see the need for it.
Yeah, that's a very difficult question, and it's intersecting with the mess that's in our culture, the lack of faith that's in our culture, that they're surrounded and bombarded by the saying, it doesn't matter if you believe in God or not. And the one person that they have in their life is you. You are a prophet for them. And so on one hand, yes, be loving and just reveal in your own actions the love and kindness of Christ. But on the other side of it, it's not a bad thing just to repeat the words of Jesus and unleash the word of God for her and say, because Jesus did say, unless you are baptized, you will not be saved. That doesn't mean that you're saying, oh, what are you saying? My little child will go into hell. You always say, you better talk to Jesus about that. Start a conversation with him. Try to get them to talk to Christ, because part of the reason is they're not talking to him. Beyond that, there isn't much you can do. You can pray for them. You can be a good witness. But don't just try to give as much as possible the words of Jesus himself for that, who said, unless you're washed with water and the Holy Spirit, you won't be saved. And say, you're going to appear before God one day, and he's going to say, I lent you some children. What did you do with my children? You have an accountability before God. And they need to also see the kindness from you, but they also need to know the weight of the responsibility. So I'd say truth and love, that tension between truth and love, is the best way to go with witnessing. Does that make any sense, Grace?
Yes, thank you. That's very helpful. That's very helpful. I appreciate it.
You, of course, absolutely. I'll pray for you, and especially your grandchild.
Yes, beautiful. See, Grace, thank you so much for getting us started and making that first call. I told you Father Sam is wonderful to talk to, and he just communicates the message so well, and we receive it in a beautiful way. Father, you have a gift, and I love that, and I get to listen to you every Monday and Wednesday on The Quest on your radio show, and we'll share with our listeners where they can catch you, actually later today, as you're going to be taking calls, and just a wonderful show to have access to our great priests. But Grace is going to free that phone line right there for you to jump in if you have something to ask Father Sam Medley about the sacraments. If you're not quite sure, like, you know, you just call in and think to yourself, okay, there are a couple questions I want to ask. Maybe I'm a little embarrassed to ask it to my parish priest, but you can ask Father Sam, because he's here to really set the record straight on what the sacraments are, what they do for us, and how we can really live out our best spiritual life in a confident way, knowing that we are a sacrament-rich church. The number to dial is 833-288-EWTN. Come on, Take Two family, 833-288-3986. And if it's okay with you, Father, let's get to Mary Beth. She's been waiting patiently in Rochester, New York, and she's on the EWTN app. Hi, Mary Beth. Welcome to Take Two.
Thank you. Hello. What an honor
to
be
Beth.
Here. Hello, and especially in such an important time in my life. So I am going to be married on Saturday.
And wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm, you know, obviously thrilled for this moment in our lives, but also am so open and wanting to receive every possible grace that we can receive on our marriage and in our future. And so just curious, you know, if there's anything that I should be saying or doing or focusing on to ensure that we receive every drop of God's grace on our marriage.
Yes, wonderful question. Well, one thing I try to do every time there's the rehearsal, which is usually the night before, is make myself available for confession for those who are about to get married, because the best possible disposition, because God is going to be the one that's going to be binding you together. And you know from your marriage preparation that marriage is a sacramental bond between you and your spouse that you yourself confect, or you bring about by saying the vows, or acquiescing to the vows. You are the ones that make the sacrament. So your heart should be pure. The best thing to do is go to confession, probably the night before or very soon between now and Saturday, and the two of you to go to confession and be in that state of grace and be ready to confer the sacrament on each other, because you're saying in front of the whole church, I gift myself to you until death do us part, through all of the good, the bad, the rich, the poor, the sick, the unhealthy, all the healthy and the unhealthy, all of that. You're saying, I'm giving. The best state to do that is in a state of grace before God.
Okay.
How does that
Beautiful.
Sound? And that's really, there's a whole bunch of things. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things you can do, like extra prayer and, extra, if you have some extra time to pray, that's a wonderful thing. And to pray together and ask your fiance if you would pray together, last as you approach. And also ask for the blessing for your family, the rehearsal dinner before, like if you can possibly focus that on asking for their blessing, asking for, making it a family event as well.
Okay. Yes, we can do that.
Mary Beth, let me just jump in here because everybody knows me by now. I brought the prayer book out, Mary Beth. So if you want to give us your future husband, it's going to be this Saturday. Congratulations. If you want to give us his first name, I'll put you in our couples section of the prayer book.
Yes, it's Mary Beth and Michael.
Oh, M&M.
Nice.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay,
sweet.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That was incredibly helpful and beautiful, and thank you. Very much appreciated.
Well, you've got the prayers of the entire Take-Two family around the world, Mary Beth, for you and Michael. So thank you so much for calling in. Glad that Father Sam could help you out on that. And we'll be praying for your nuptials coming up on Saturday. Thank you, Mary Beth. 833-288-EWTN is the number. 833-288-3986. Again, it is a unique opportunity for you, the Take-Two family. We have a lot. We have guests on with us when we pre-record shows for holidays and holy days. Typically, we let you call in with your lived experiences on a certain topic. But today, we wanted to bring you Father Sam Medley of the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, talking about the sacraments, the seven sacraments of the church, baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, and so on. If you have any questions about any of the sacraments, how we incorporate them into our lives, the impact they can have on our lives, how to maybe share with non-Catholic friends, but even a lot of our Catholic friends and family members don't understand the sacraments. So get your questions answered right now at 833-288-3986. We will go to Dana next in Missouri, listening on iCatholic Radio. Hello, Dana. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My question is, I have a friend who was raised Lutheran. She joined the Catholic Church. She doesn't understand anything about the sacrament of reconciliation or what even confession is. And said that when she joined the Catholic Church, it wasn't anything that was ever brought up, and she didn't actually go to confession. And her husband is a cradle Catholic, but he doesn't go to confession. He thinks he can, just say his sins to God, straight to God, without going through the priest. So I'm wondering if there is anything I can do to help both of them, and especially her, to understand what the sacrament is and the importance of it.
Wonderful question. Absolutely wonderful question. And the gift of the sacrament of confession is the same that we benefit from all the other sacraments. It makes God real, and his forgiveness is real. And it's not enough for you to confess to God, because, for this reason, when you confess in front of another human being, it becomes real to the most important person, yourself. You become honest with yourself. And bringing these things out into the light is the immediate sense of unburdening of the shame and guilt of sin. That's why it's not enough for somebody to go hunting or fishing and say, oh, I'm confessing my sins out in the woods, or I just confess it straight to God. For this reason, we are human and we need someone to see us and to hear us. And that's the genius part of confession. And that's just the human aspect. But the truth is, Jesus appeared to the apostles in the upper room, breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. So Jesus, in effect, entrusted the power of the forgiveness to the sins, of forgiveness of the sins to the church. Why not avail yourself of that power? Like, why would you, you know, it's kind of like trying to clean your sidewalk with a garden hose versus a power washer with 4,500 PSI. The difference is it gets you very clean immediately, and there's an immediate sense of unburdening. So I would say it is not enough for you to confess your sins to God. It's so much better going before God's representative, who has been given that authority to forgive sins by Christ himself in the upper room and passed on to the apostles. It's a wonderful way to look at it. It's not like you're going and secretly saying something to someone and like the priest, you know, it's not about the priest at all. It's about you being honest.
What do you think,
yeah.
Dana?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We've had those conversations. And so I'm continuing to pray that the Holy Spirit will guide them there.
Well, the other thing, too, is the effects. You can share with her your own witness and say, I felt so much joy and peace. And just give it a try. Like if you said, I have the most delicious dish in the world. It's so wonderful. It's so yummy. Give it a try. Just try it. You'll like it. That's another approach you can do as well.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Jay. Thank you for calling.
Very good. That'll open up another phone line there. We're talking sacraments today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Phone number for you to get right through is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And, you know, Father, we're going to get a short break here in a minute, and then we'll get to Kathy in North Dakota. But the use of Scripture, you know, you went right to Scripture to back up, you know, our understanding of the sacrament of confession and all of that. There are so many, like I said earlier, a lot of Catholics, but especially maybe non or even anti-Catholics who would say, well, you know, where are the sacraments? You know, we can really support our understanding of the sacraments through Scripture. Talk just generally for a moment about that.
Yes, Jesus was not a hippie. He wasn't just about some spiritual ambiguous relationship. He said, go and baptize. Baptism is a ritual. He said, perform this ritual. When it came to the Eucharist, he said, do this in memory of me. Don't do, I don't want a stage or lights or music. I want this ritual. And he said, take this and eat it in remembrance of me. This is the covenant in my blood. And he said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life within you. He was not talking analogously, because the word he was using in Scripture, if you look at the Greek, it's actually gnaw on my flesh. And they were going to leave. And he said, no, you're just talking spiritually. And he said, absolutely not. He said, if you're going, and that passage was John 6, verse 66, where many left him because that saying was hard. They would not commit to Jesus being present through a ritual, through a rite, through worship that is outside of ourself, not dependent on someone's ability to sing or preach or whatever else, but a ritual that he instituted.
Yes. Okay, so we'll put a pin in it right there. We're going to take that short pause that Jerry just told us about. And when we come back, Kathy, you'll be next. So hang on, Kathy. Don't go anywhere. If you'd like to ask a question about any of the sacraments, please call in right now. Don't wait any longer. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
So happy you're with us today. As always, we love being with you during this short time. It's a 1-hour broadcast Monday through Friday on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Escher along with Debbie Giorgiani. Father Sam Medley is our special guest today as we talk about the sacraments of the church. We'll get right back to Father Sam and your calls momentarily. Before that, we just love giving shout outs and congratulations and kudos to our broadcasting partners. EWTN Radio provides programming free of charge to any radio station that would like to carry it. And we have some great EWTN Radio partners, WASB 96.5 FM. They serve Stanley, Boyd, and Cadott, Wisconsin, celebrating 10 years with EWTN. So we want to just say thank you to Deacon Ned Wilcom and the great team at All Saints Catholic Parish from your friends right here at EWTN Radio.
Beautiful. Congratulations, you guys. Okay, Kathy is up next, and Kathy's in North Dakota listening on Sirius XM 130. Kathy, you're on the air with Father Sam Medley. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
You're with us? Oh, Kathy. Uh-oh. Okay, Tom's going to... Oh, Kathy, you're there.
Oh,
we're so glad.
Hi.
Yep, you're
on
the air.
Sorry, I didn't know how to turn my radio down.
That's okay. We've got you live now on the air. Go right ahead.
Okay. Thank you for taking my question. So I have a son who was married in the Catholic Church. He married a young lady who... Her parents were Buddhist. She wasn't really practicing Buddhism ever. Agreed at the time that they got married, they had a dispensation and all that kind of stuff, did it the right way, and agreed that our children would be raised Catholic. The identical twin boys that they had are now two, and they've not been baptized. And I pray on this a lot, and I've talked to him about it, and he says that she doesn't have any objection. They just really haven't gotten to it. And I had been using the approach of their salvation. And the other day when I was praying about this, I thought, you know, maybe he's concerned about his own wife. And I don't know how to negotiate that conversation.
Yeah, that's a conversation that's in the interiority of their marriage. And it's not really, you know, the only thing you can do there is try to witness to her and try, if you can, to win her over to the gift of baptism, of saying, you know, being washed with the love of God and you know, like the positive side of it, like you're saying, all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and also kind of just like, hey, why don't you give this a try and see what this is like? Like, why don't you, like, inviting them to come to Mass and say, just check this out, give it a try, see what you think, or try sharing different aspects of our faith that are quite appealing. The kind of advice about marriage and child rearing from the Catholic Church is excellent. It's absolutely really healthy. And the statistics for keeping married if you're living the teachings of the church is so high. It's like, it's kind of ridiculously high if you're living the teachings of the Catholic Church. So that's one way to appeal to it. But as far as, you know, you don't have really any authority or any kind of, like, it's not your place to interfere and to, like, reach into the interior of their marriage, but you can try to convince her and your son to do that and make it as appealing as possible and try to remove as many obstacles as possible. Like, hey, I'm headed this way Saturday. You want to come with me? Where there's a priest. And, you know, like, I do these things where we would meet at a coffee shop at a neutral location and I just would talk to them. And the whole point for my first entry with a couple like that is just to win them over and say, oh, Catholic Church is okay. There's a whole bunch of different things you can do, but witness and pray are the top tools in your arsenal.
Yeah.
I hope that helps.
Yeah.
It's not...
Well, it does. I have been doing that. They live 300 miles from me, so I can frequently offer, you know, to go to Mass. And they will go to, when they come home, like Easter and Christmas and such, join us. But, yeah. I pray a lot, and I just started thinking, well, maybe he's not knowing what to do because of her soul, too.
Mm-hmm. Let me jump in just for a second, Kathy, because there's a lot of parents and grandparents out there that we, you know, so many of us are kind of struggling with family members in this same situation. Father, what about this baptism of desire? Can you go into that a little bit and tell us, like, you know, because it sounds like Kathy's son is open to it. Obviously Kathy's wants the grandchildren to be baptized. Help us out with that, will you?
Well, baptism of desire is actually on the part of the person being baptized. And so you can desire baptism for the child and all that, but it's really kind of the baptism of catechumens that it is considered if somebody is desirous of salvation and desirous of baptism, and yet their parents or someone else is impeding that, God looks at them as if they have been given that gift of baptism. And that's an ancient teaching of the church, the baptism especially for those who are in training for baptism.
Right.
So your desire of that isn't much different from God. And the sorrow you feel for them isn't much different from God. They are God's children and he feels acutely the sorrow. You're participating, but he doesn't also force them. God leaves us in the hand of our own counsel. And sometimes you want to say, can't you just strike them with lightning with the desire to be baptized? You know, you know, like zap them and like all of a sudden, poof, I want to be Catholic, you know. But you can try your best to make it as appealing and as possible as you can.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Kathy, we put your whole family in the prayer book. Keep us posted, will you?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very good. We got more calls that we're going to get to here and room for you. Take Two Family. We have Father Sam Medley on the program with us today. He is a priest of the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity. Our number to call, we're talking sacraments today, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I know Debbie and I are the show team. We're learning a lot. There's so much more we can always learn from day to day about our beautiful sacraments of the church. So if you have a question, maybe a comment, you'd like to weigh in on anything that has been mentioned on the program so far, 833-288-3986. We'll go to San Antonio, Texas. We got Mary on the line there listening today on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Mary. Mary, are you there? Mary just dropped. Oh.
She must have hit the wrong button. Mary, call back because you have an interesting story here, Mary, from San Antonio. Please call back 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Father Sam, we covered, well, not in depth, but maybe you could come back and visit us again on Take Two. But we talked about baptism. We talked about confession. We talked about the Eucharist. Matrimony was mentioned because Mary Beth was called in about her marriage that's taking place this Saturday with Michael, which is so exciting. So we talked about the sacrament of matrimony. We haven't covered really confirmation or anointing of the sick. And so we just got a question that just came in. Can you, if we can ask this, when is it time to ask for the anointing of the sick? And I will tell you that one of the reasons why we asked Father Sam Medley to be on Take Two is Father Sam was the one who helped me tremendously with a bunch of Take Two questions that came in recently about the anointing of the sick. And I went to Father Sam. You probably don't remember when I called you. You do remember. Father Sam remembers.
Yes, I do.
I called Father Sam and I said, Father, help me with this on the anointing of the sick. And you explained it so beautifully, Father. And so when is the best time about the anointing of the sick? Could you talk a little bit about it? The sacrament, I think, is very misunderstood.
So Jesus commanded the apostles, heal the sick. And he commanded them to go forth and anoint them with oil. And in James, the apostle James, in his epistle, he says that the prayer of a holy man will heal the sick, but also that the effects of this sacrament are the forgiveness of sins, not just of healing, but actual forgiveness of sins, especially for people who are unconscious, people who cannot respond, people can't even ask for a confession, but you can. Those who are in a coma, and I've done this so many times where people were they weren't able to respond, but their relative said, I'm really worried. I want to pray for the eternal salvation of my father, my mother, my grandfather, my daughter, whoever it is, to send a priest, call for the presbytery of the church, and he will pray over them and anoint them with oil. And it's a beautiful way to prepare someone for eternal life. And together with the what's called the apostolic pardon, which is offering that person the complete temporal punishment due to sin, that is, do not pass go, do not collect 200, go directly to heaven. No purgatory for you. It's a beautiful gift of that the church can offer. And that's the thing about heaven. God wants everyone to be saved. And not only heaven, with purgatory. He doesn't even want you to be in purgatory. He wants you now. And so the gifts, the sacraments of the church are destined for, they're made for, salvation. That's primarily what they're for. And that this whole world, this whole life that we have, is to get to be with God forever and to serve him and to praise him forever with the saints in heaven. And the sacrament of anointing of sick is meant for people who have grave illness, or if you have become, and you have to judge this, I am horrible judge this, old age. if you've become elderly, and you can say, I could say I'm elderly. In fact, people joke when I say, I just turned 50, and I'm saying I'm an old man, and all the 80-year-olds laugh at me because of that. But you can, if you're in old age, or if you're having an operation, you're going to be knocked out. The standard operating procedure is to go to your parish priest and say, hey, can I have anointing sick before I get knocked out? I'm going to be put under for this operation. And I don't know if something will happen. Can you give me a good confession and anointing the sick? That's a wonderful thing to have. And it's a great gift of the church we should avail ourselves of.
Beautiful.
Okay. So,
yeah, great information we're getting from Father Sam Medley today on the program. We've got a YouTube question from Michael we'll get to in a moment. We've got some other phone calls we're going to entertain here on today's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It's 833-288-EWTN to get on the program, 833-288-3986, talking about any of the sacraments you would like to discuss. And Cheryl is in Corpus Christi, tuned in on Sirius XM 130, has a question for Father Sam. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hello.
Go right ahead. Yep.
Hi there.
Hi.
What is your question, Cheryl?
Oh, yes. Am I on the air?
You are on the
yes,
air.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yes. Hi there, Jerry and Debbie. And I wanted to say, Father Sam, we love you. We miss you from Corpus Christi, Texas.
I miss you, too. I spent 7 years there.
And I'm so grateful.
Thank you. Do you have a question for me today?
Yes, I wanted to talk to you about the healing and the healing retreats.
Uh-huh.
Healing.
Anything like, particular or?
Just like how often, like just, I don't know, I just feel like I need healing and of my spirit and everything.
Okay. Well, so a healing retreat that we do in Corpus Christi is merely to try to show us how to approach the sacraments in a healing posture, to realize that every time Jesus touches us in the Eucharist, he loves to heal us. And every time we go to confession, a sacrament of healing, we experience a healing from our sins. But then we can also pray for healing. Like, healing is like singing. You, with practice, you become better at it. And praying for healing is something you have to practice. You should pray for healing all the time and strain and reach for it and ask God continually for healing. It's not a bad thing. And if you're in Corpus Christi, that is a great experience. They just had a healing retreat last weekend I saw online, and they do them usually every two months. So I would definitely go to the healing retreat there at Our Lady of Corpus Christi, which is the SALT headquarters. I used to run that SALT headquarters, and I used to add for the people there, por mis pecados, for my sins, because it was quite an operation. But yeah, healing retreat is just simply trying to unleash the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, unleash the power of the sacraments and Jesus' healing, which is there for all of us at any time. Does that answer your question, Cheryl?
Yes, I just like I know you can go to like a, I believe it's the beginning of the month or something for the healing mass.
Yes.
Where the priest blesses, you know, for the sick and the healing and, or, you know.
With the relics of St. Peregrine to pray over people and ask God for healing. Yes, that's a wonderful thing too. And anytime there's healing, because there's lots of healing opportunities in many dioceses and churches throughout the world. And healing is something as a church we need to be, we need to ask God continually for that. Because it's part of our relationship with him.
Cheryl, thanks for the call. Sounds like you all miss Father Sam very much, and we can understand why. Priests come and priests get reassigned, and they have to go to other places sometimes, but they remain in our hearts. So thank you so much for your call. We appreciate that. We're going to get more of them. I just want to mention quickly another program that you really should mark, make a note of and try to catch on EWTN is the Miracle Hunter, Saturdays at 1 and 7 p.m. Those are Eastern times. Michael O'Neill is the Miracle Hunter. He delves into the fascinating world of miracles and takes listeners on a hunt that explores the greatest mysteries and marvels of the Catholic Church. Again, it's the Miracle Hunter, Saturdays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m., both Eastern times, right here on EWTN Radio.
And remember, we feel this very sincerely from our hearts, Jerry and I. Your stories, they matter. Your questions, they're important. So please feel free with this platform of Take Two. We've been going strong for almost 10 years, you guys. June 15th will be our 10-year anniversary. We get to celebrate together. So please don't hesitate. If you have something you want to ask, now is the time to do it. But you got to move quickly because we only have a few more minutes to this particular broadcast. Maybe we'll have Father Sam back. It seems like he had a good time. He has a smile on his face, so that's good. Okay, let's hear what Alana has to say in Long Island. And Alana's on Alexa. I hope I got your name correct, Alana. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, Alana.
Hello, Alana.
Are you there?
Are you with us?
Oh, yes. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So my question is in regards to confirmation, because I see a trend where a lot of parents put their children through catechesis and they receive First Holy Communion and drop off afterwards. So I've noticed that a lot of these types of individuals come back to the faith in adulthood, but are not confirmed. And in those instances, are these individuals allowed to receive the Holy Eucharist?
Wonderful question. If you are baptized and you have had the sufficient preparation and you're in a state of grace, they need to do is go to confession to receive Holy Communion. And they should, while they're at it, they should be encouraged to be confirmed, but you do not have to be confirmed as an adult or even younger to receive Holy Communion. You just have to have received your first Holy Communion and received sufficient preparation to know what you are doing. But there's many times where, it's funny, there's so many times where I would like to put obstacles to people, and I always feel like Jesus is the one to say, the distance between a soul and receiving me is catechesis. And going to confession, it's a lot thinner, that veil. Jesus wants to rip that veil away, and he wants as many people to receive as many blessings as he possibly can. And so encourage you to do your part, Alana, to try to make it as easy as possible for people to come to Jesus, whether confirmation or Holy Communion or confession. So if you're talking about a specific person, just tell them to go to confession, and then they can receive communion.
Understood.
How does that sound? Sure, of course, no problem.
Yeah. Sounds all right. Reasonable. Thank you.
All right, Alana.
Thank you.
Anything else? Was that satisfactory?
That was satisfactory, yes. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for your call. We're going to go to Billy in a second, but on YouTube, watching on social media, YouTube, Michael asked this question, Father, how is apostolic succession reflected in the sacrament of matrimony? That's kind of an interesting question.
Yes.
How is apostolic succession reflected in the sacrament of matrimony, if it is? Oh.
Okay, so here's the thing. Apostolic succession is the gift that God has entrusted the church to carry on throughout the ages. Now, the bishop of Rome is the guarantor of the covenant. Before, in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, there was always a seed a father-son relationship, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In the New Testament, it was passed on by the papacy that Jesus himself instituted when he said, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church," in Matthew 16, 18. But the Pope is also entrusted to be the safeguard, the guardian of the faith, of the deposit of faith, which includes worship and sacrament. So right worship, we are in communion with the Pope when they mention his name at the Eucharist. That's why they mention it. So the Pope is, and the apostolic succession, are the guardians of this gift of the sacraments, particularly, as you said, the sacrament of matrimony. And the matrimony is something that needs safeguarding, we know, because marriage is under attack. And if I may, if I just a few minutes,
sure. Go ahead.
This is an amazing topic because people's attitude towards marriage is their attitude towards the sacramental economy. The marriage, according to Pope John Paul's Theology of the Body, is the basis of the entire sacramental economy, which means God has covenanted himself with you. He is not going to revoke his baptism and say, I baptized John, but I'm kind of tired of John, so I'm going to revoke my baptism. No, his covenant is permanent, and marriage is a sign of that indissolubility, that indissolvability. Like, the marriage is the sign that God has covenanted himself with us, because man and woman are a sign of Christ's love for the church. And so marriage is incredibly ecclesiological. It's incredibly a revelation of the church. You want to know how much God loves us? He will never, ever turn his face away from us, no matter what we do. And marriage is a sign of that indissolubility, that mm-hmm. the indefectibility, that unfailing, holy, unrelenting love of God.
Beautiful. Okay, couple things. Billy, you're going to be our last caller today, so hang on, Billy. We're going to get to you, and you're going to have plenty of time, because the scenario that you're going to share, I think we can all relate to. So hang on, Billy. I want to thank Jerry, our show team. Great show team. We have Michael at the controls. We have Rich at social media. We're waving to everybody. The chats are going strong. Tom Price is on the phones. He was very busy today, so that was wonderful. And if you want to catch more of Father Sam Medley, he's on Mondays and Wednesdays on The Quest. The Quest is produced out of Guadalupe Radio Network, and you can find him at grnonline.com. It's at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. And he shares the week. He does Mondays and Wednesdays. Monsignor Charles Pope does the other couple days, and Father Cedric Pazania does one day. And we have priests from around the country, or actually around the world. We have international priests too, that come in on Thursdays. And it's just wonderful. And it's to have access to our priests is fantastic. And it has co-hosted with Madigan Mayer. She does such a fine job facilitating the show. And so you can catch more Father Sam today. And he's talking about, mass dress code. Jerry and I have tackled that topic many times, and the phone lines just light up. So he's going to be discussing that today. But we want to thank Father Sam Medley again for being with us. Hopefully he'll come back and visit us again on Take Two. But Billy, from St. Louis on Sirius XM 130, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello. I want to thank you for taking my call. What I'm calling about, I occasionally take a non-Catholic friend to church with me, and they're upset because they cannot receive communion.
Receive communion?
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Ineligible to receive Holy Communion.
Yeah, he takes a non-Catholic friend to Mass, but the friend is upset because he or she cannot receive Holy Communion, Father Sam. And this is not an uncommon situation that a lot of people find themselves in.
Sure, of course.
So.
Also, fallen away Absolutely. Catholics. When you bring a fallen away Catholic friend to Mass for some event, they're upset too that they can't receive. Father?
Yes. So if you the reason why is that the Eucharist is, we believe, is the pure body and blood of Christ, and the Apostle Paul teaches us in 1 Corinthians 11, 26 through 30, that we cannot sin against the body and blood of the Lord by receiving him unworthily. And what is worthy reception is being in communion with Jesus through sacramental communion. Sacramental is the key. Because if you're in sacramental communion, that means you're willing to receive Jesus every Sunday as a Catholic. And to say, for somebody to say, it doesn't matter, you're saying that to Jesus. You don't matter. You don't matter if you if somebody becomes a Catholic or not. And that's not the teaching of Christ. Is that it does matter. He is here. He's saying, this is my body. I'm making myself present, but you have to be in communion. And someone who is in state of sin is not in communion with Jesus. He needs to go to confession first, according to the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11. So it's, I know it's a tough teaching, but it's also good teaching because it makes you want to be in communion and say, okay, I want to receive communion. What do I got to do? Just become a Catholic and go to confession.
There you go, Billy. Yeah, thanks, Billy, for your call. We appreciate that there in St. Louis. Father Sam, can we get a real quick blessing from you before we close the program?
Through the intercession of Our Lady, may Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Father Sam Medley, for being on with us. I'm jealous. Debbie and the folks at Guadalupe Radio Network get to work with you on a regular basis. So thanks for being with us here on the program. Debbie, thank the show team. I want to echo those sentiments. Tomorrow is unscripted, so you bring the topic to the show, whatever you want to bring up here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. That's tomorrow, unscripted. Until we talk tomorrow, we want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day. Take care.